I have always been a staunch believer in religious tolerance. To say that one religion is better than another breeds hypocrisy and violence and leads one to being too judgmental. I have always believed that an individual, no matter who they are or from what background or culture they come from, has the right to decide for themselves how they want to believe as far as religion is concerned. Religion to me has always been a personal and cherished support to help me live my life. To say what is right for me is right for everybody would be the ultimate slap in the face to God and would impinge on the freedom and rights of His creations. I have never been able to understand how any person or group can say or put forth that they have all the answers and truth and that anyone who doesn't follow their beliefs is damned or doomed to hell or something even worse. They are not God and never will be, and their insistence that they are right just shows the world how insecure they are in their own beliefs. It is human nature to want everyone to believe the way you do, because it bolsters a person's own insecurity that they might be wrong to convert others to their way of belief, but it is an illusion that can be carried away by the wind. If a person has only faith and belief that they are right and doesn't know they are right, then their insecurity will manifest in the form of trying to convert others to their belief. If a person knows they are right in their beliefs, they don't feel threatened by other beliefs. Part of the knowing is that each individual must come to their own religious beliefs in their own way. In other words, an individual must feel comfortable and good about their beliefs, and also be flexible and tolerant toward those with other beliefs. The plain and simple fact is that all religions have some truth, but none have all the truth. To build your religious knowledge and beliefs by picking out the truths of any or all of mankind's religions is the ultimate of all religions. Although it doesn't necessarily have a name or a church, temple, or particular place of worship, this knowledge and truth resides inside of you every day and brings solace to your life and soul. It also allows you the freedom to acknowledge all the good in religion and do away with the bad. You can pray or meditate anywhere and feel comfortable, whether it be in a church, synagogue, mosque, temple, or whatever. You can find your haven of worship in a grove of trees, a garden, a mountain, a hill, on or by the ocean, in the desert, or even in your own home or abode. You can live your life of tolerance and religious freedom in the most useful of ways, doing good works and treating others as you would like to be treated, and all the while knowing that whatever beliefs you may have are right for you. You can also be assured that God is smiling down on you and blessing you because you have discovered a great universal truth. It doesn't matter how you love God, for the love given to God will open the door to the constant love God gives to you and resonate in your soul. I give my love to God every day, and I always get back the love of God. I am human and make mistakes just like everyone else. I'm not perfect and have my human faults and frailties, which I try to manifest as little as possible. But I also know God loves me and cares for me despite these shortcomings. I have been criticized, defamed, ridiculed, and attacked by other human beings on my abilities and writings, but I have always tried my best to do good works for as many people as I can, and appreciate those who have been kind enough to send letters or notes on how I have helped them. The people who seek my help, attend my lectures, watch my television appearances, hear my radio broadcasts, and read my books are the ones who keep me going. I appreciate and love each one of you. With that in mind, know that although I can sometimes be controversial, I would never knowingly keep the truth hidden from you as I have researched it and know it to be. In writing about our Lord, I will inevitably come to teachings that I disagree with, but I will always try to be as objective as possible and will always try to give you my reasons for disagreement. I am writing this because now we are getting into the portions of his life that may lead to some controversy. Having said that, let us go forward to explore more of the life of Jesus Christ.